It is now time for the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Nice.
Oh, you do me so well with that voice, baby.
Now, we're in fact hearing a little bit of the feature band of the week in the
background. Indeed, we are.
And it just so happens to work out perfectly that tonight's theme is instrumental music, and we'll get to that. That's a whole can of worms in itself.
That's a whole story for another time.
Yeah.
But, it's a steal from Hammy the Hamster.
But a lot of the music in here...
Yes.
In this band's music, and the band is a band called Cashew.
But not spelt like the nut.
No.
Which was my mistake when you told me about them.
Oh,
I was trying to look up
the nut.
I was trying to look up a band by the name of The Nut, and I found some children's artists, and I figured that's not who we would be featuring on the show.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with children's musicians. They have a place. They just don't have a place on the Mono & Mono show.
Yeah, exactly. So, this one, this band, Cashew, is mainly instrumental stuff. They've got some beats going on here.
I love Canadian. When you say beats.
They're Canadian. They've got this jazzy lounge music that you and I can hear that DJ Jeff is missing right now. But I'll pass over there.
Don't worry, it's really good.
Now,
they're great beats.
This album just came into the studio, and the reason why I checked it out was because under suitable shows, it says Mono & Mono, and in brackets it says, what a great show format. So right there, I gotta pick it up.
So
right?
Basically what we're saying is that we're cheap. We are whores, and if you want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is like mention something about us, and we'll put you on the show.
No,
pretty much. No,
no.
It's good music too.
But that's what made me initially pick it up.
Right.
So it came out February 21st, 2012. But I quite enjoyed the album, and they wrote this. We wrote this album for you to dig when you're hanging out, you know, at home with your friends or the people you're real with, or getting ready to hit the town or having cheese soiree or whatever.
Cheese soiree?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know.
What's a cheese soiree?
You know what? The part that struck me was getting ready to hit the town. And when when you're hanging out at Down the Alley, this is the type of music that's in the background
that
at
is,
Down the Alley.
That is a great point.
So
and I could not think this. Would you not agree, DJ Jeffy Jeff?
I can't hear it. I'm gonna pass these.
Oh yeah, you can't hear it. Here, there. Now you tell us. Is this something that you would listen to down the alley while you're getting ready for a night out?
Yeah,
probably.
See,
yeah,
see, it has its place.
Well, now, definitely.
Darn right.
That's exactly right. So I mean, it's a lot of good stuff. Now the. What's interesting about this is it's a live electronic band consisting of two producers / instrumentalists. So one of them, and I've watched some videos, the one guy's working on the computer and doing mixing and stuff, and
right.
One guy's playing a stand-up bass and synthesizer, and they do a whole bunch of different things. We've got Jacob Simic and Ness Benamran.
Can I look so...
In the band.
You have a tendency to bastardize people's songs, people's names.
Down at the bottom on the pink part.
Okay.
Right at the top of the pink part. Say their
Jacob
name.
Jacob Simic and Ness. Wow, you're... Yeah, Benamran.
See? So anyways, but it's good stuff.
Yeah, and when you told me about these guys, and I read up on them a little bit, kind of what their live show sounded like to me would be equivalent to what it would be like to see a Caribou show live, I think, formerly Manitoba, because that is very similar in that, you know, there's some sampling going on, there's some, you know, computer work and all that sort of stuff, but there's also live instruments, drums, and I don't think I've seen Caribou since they were changed from Manitoba to Caribou. But that's for maybe their live show has changed. I don't know, but they had like two drummers going at the same time, which is so cool. But yeah, that's kind of what I was reminded of when you told me what they were like.
Cool.
Because there was like
and they
the
said
combination.
They played a bunch of gigs here. One of them, and right on the sheet here, is the Shambhala Music Festival.
Shambhala.
And that I want to play a clip from that.
Okay.
So do you have that one ready?
It's ready to go, Steel.
All right.
So here we go. This is a live clip of Cashew playing live at the Shambhala Music Festival on 100.3 Sound FM. Mano y mano. right, there you have it.
Some Cashew right there with their instrumental beats. Now, That's right. We were talking...
What's up? And we listened to... I don't know what the live one was, because it didn't say.
I don't know that either.
But it was a good song, and that festival looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I gotta imagine that it's probably in BC.
The Shambhala Festival? Yeah, I don't think we mentioned that they're from British Columbia, Nelson, British Columbia.
Yeah.
And, that festival does look amazing.
It does. It looked like a very relaxed, laid-back festival with water nearby, which looked like fun. Just hanging out in the water, listening to music, that would be sweet.
Yeah. And we heard a couple, at the beginning in the background while we were speaking, we heard their song Hawaii,
yep.
which is my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
And right there we listened to Secrets in the Park. Secrets of the Park, sorry.
There you go. Cashew, check them out. Do we have a website, Steele?
We do. www.cashewmusic.com. Cashew spelled K-A-S-H-O-O and music spelled M-U-S-I-C.
Nice. Or you can also check out our website at www.monoamonoradio.com, and we will have our feature list, our feature band list updated as we normally do, and you can check out all the past
and
features
my blog,
there.
I always put links to things and stuff like that.
Yep.
You know what's especially
and our Facebook
cool
page too.
For people who like samples and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and doing that themselves. Like
yep.
I like listening to it when I'm at down the alley and just kind of relaxing and chilling out. But on their website, they have sample packages that you can download and do whatever with their music.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they've got some neat stuff going on there, and they say they're going to be doing a whole bunch more of that coming up. So
cool.
Check it out.
We should
cashewmusic.com.
There you go.